Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the glory of God from 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 21 and 22, and especially asking this question, is God's glory gone? Here's our verses, 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 21 and 22, where we read this. Then she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel," because the ark of God had been captured and because her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been captured." This was maybe the worst day in the history of Israel. Thousands of Israeli soldiers were dead on the field of battle, including the two sons of the high priest. The Philistines captured the holy Ark of the Covenant. When the high priest heard the terrible news, he fell over dead after breaking his neck. Finally, the widowed daughter-in-law of the high priest went into an early labor and gave birth. Poor woman. Pregnant, she heard of the death of her husband, her brother-in-law, her father-in-law, and a slaughter among the soldiers of Israel. She heard of a lost battle and the capture of the Ark of the Covenant all in one moment. The anguish of it all was too great for her to bear. And labor pains came upon her. When the baby was born, then she named the child Ichabod. For a Jewish woman, the birth of a son was wonderful news, but not for the wife of Phinehas on this day. To reflect her anguish and the national tragedy upon Israel, she named the child Ichabod, meaning the glory has departed from Israel. That has to be one of the worst names ever given to a child. The glory has departed. But that was how the woman felt. The glory of God, displayed by the Ark of the Covenant and the strength of the nation of Israel, had departed from Israel. Now the Philistines held it. The glory of God had departed in one sense. But the glory actually left long before this. The glory of God left, in a sense, when Israel stopped repenting and trusting God, and when they started superstitiously trusting in the Ark of the Covenant itself. I mean, someone could ask, how could God allow something so terrible to happen? I'll give you a few reasons. First, He allowed it as a righteous judgment upon Israel as a nation and the family of Eli. They simply received what they deserved. Second, God allowed it as a correction to the nation so that they would not trust in the Ark of the Covenant, instead trusting in the God of the Covenant. Finally, though it seemed so terrible to a human perspective, was it all that terrible to God? At that moment, when the Philistines possessed the Ark of the Covenant, did God wring his hands in heaven, worried about how things would turn out? Was God worried about his reputation? Worried about the Philistines and their gods? Looking at it this way, the glory had not departed at all. In fact, you could say that God was just beginning to show his glory. Many circumstances that we regard as a calamity, God uses in a marvelous way to glorify himself. Israel was right to be sad at the loss of life and the Ark of the Covenant on that day. But at the same time, they should have been confident, knowing that God is always able to take care of himself. At the end of it all, the Philistines gained nothing, and the Israelites would receive good from it, because the glory of God had just begun to show itself. Brother or sister, if you're discouraged today, if you in any way feel or fear that the glory has departed, take confidence. God is still on his throne, and he has just begun to show his glory. Maybe he'll show you something of it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.